We are the Space Monkeys. This is our podcast. Welcome to the Space Monkeys Esports series. So, we're currently brainstorming for games to play and general information about the esports community and world. We're sitting here with Richard Hare. We have better names for him, but we're not willing to disclose that right now.
Well, I thank you for having me on the show. I know a lot about video games, and I know a lot about esports, so
We're going to need a lot of that here. So, from my understanding, first real events were in the 70s with games such as Pong, Space War, was it?
Yeah, Space Wars, I think.
And then started to take off when Atari came out with their Space Invaders. That was great times in the 80s.
We were just playing Space Invaders in New York.
Really?
I had a Davis Busters.
That's cool. I've never played it on the actual, like, the Atari or the Nintendo, but I played it on the 64. And,
oh, I just jailbroke my phone before.
It's pretty fun.
That's a great game, though. But, so, from there, then, first-person shooters started to come about with, like, GoldenEye on the N64, and from there, that kind of led the way for Halo and read one other title. I think it specifically mentioned Overwatch, but that's really recent.
Counter-Strike was really big. Well, I'm not sure if
right. Yeah. Counter-Strike was definitely big.
Like, Counter-Strike was really big, like, back in the early 2000s, and it still is really, really big today. Like, everybody from, like, overseas and here in America, like, genuinely really enjoy watching the Counter-Strike competitively.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've seen kids pull that out in class and watch it. And
it's ridiculous.
Oh,
how,
yeah.
Like, big it is. Like,
I've never played that, but it seems interesting.
I played it a couple times at a friend's house. I was about it. I sucked.
The ballad songs and them look cool. The way that you can inspect them.
Yeah.
So, what was that? It was like late 90s, early 2000s, and then right around there.
2002 was when MLG got founded, which is like the Major League Gaming, which is a really big thing for esports as a whole, because that's where, like, if you want to go to a major tournament to win a lot of money, go to an MLG esports.
Where the foundation for that type of event to start really existing and being mainstream.
Yeah, so they started having a lot of Halo 2 events.
Yeah.
When did COD first come out?
I forget when the first one came out, but competitive COD didn't really start until COD 3, and, like, realistically, all it was you just played against people in team deathmatch. That's all you did. And it was, like, first to get, like, 10 kills. Like, it was nothing. It was really just nothing. It was basic. And then COD 4 came around. You know, that's when they introduced Search and Destroy to Call of Duty as a whole. Like, that's the first time. That's the first game that Search and Destroy was ever in.
Honestly, not a fan.
You don't like Search?
No.
Search is a really good game mode. I like it. It's a really good competitive game mode, which I played competitive COD. Yeah. I played it since 7th grade. Like, Search and Destroy is really fun for me. Like, I enjoy it.
I like being able to, you know, continue playing when I die.
Through Call of Duty, like, COD 4 was when, like, that's when a lot of people started playing. And then, World of War, you hear a bunch about COD 4. You barely hear anything about World of War. Like, competitive in that game wasn't, like, big, like, at all.
It's definitely one of my favorite multiplayers, though.
Yes.
Not that I've ever played competitively, but it felt so good.
That's when Zombies was first introduced, too. And Zombies is an amazing game, although throughout the newer CODs, I personally have not enjoyed them.
Oh, you haven't played, like, the new Zombies and stuff?
On Black Ops 4, I played every game that has, like, had a type of zombies. Like, Ghost had that, Extinction or something like that.
That was fun.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Like, it was fun to, like, play, like, a new type of thing that was, like, kind of, like, zombies. Like, I enjoyed it. And
just wasn't, you know, the same.
Everyone just hated on Ghost as a whole. Like,
I just, honestly, my biggest gripe with Ghost was the color scheme.
Really?
Colors in the game are just so bland.
I can agree with that. Like, and Ghost is one of my favorite CODs.
I didn't dislike it.
I just didn't play multiplayer all around when I played Ghost, though.
In my personal opinion, the best COD is Modern Warfare 2.
I can agree with that. Yeah, I think that's a pretty popular opinion.
Modern Warfare 2 and Black Ops 2.
Yes.
Like, don't get me wrong. Black Ops 2 is a great game. I think it's a solid 3. I think it's a solid 3, personal opinion. Like, that's where I would rank it for best COD out of all times.
3 out of...
All the COD. Okay. Yeah, like, that's number 3. I have Modern Warfare 2 at 1.
Yeah.
And then you guys are going to hate me for this, but this is one of my favorite games. I was really good at it. MWR. I like MWR. It's the remastered version of the OG COD 4. It's remastered and so much better. The whole, maps are so much, better, because of, toning the colors and everything.
Yeah, they're just refined.
Yeah.
And I never got the chance to play that, unfortunately.
It's actually really fun. I enjoyed it. I actually played against a lot of people for money in that game, actually. They're called wager matches, and I also played in tournaments and stuff, online, and I actually won a decent amount of change on that game. So I genuinely really love it, you know? And then Black Ops 2, actually, I can make the argument of Black Ops 2 falling from 3 to 4 just because I really enjoyed World War 2. I think World War 2 was a really good COD. It's just got so much hate. I don't know why.
I got a lot of good clips on that game.
See, on multiplayer, I 100% agree. My beef with World War II was the zombies. Like, it was cool. It was different. It just, it overall felt, more eerie, I guess, more genuine than the Treyarch zombies does. But it just wasn't my thing. It wasn't my thing.
Yeah, I can respect that. But, I really liked that game. But,
the multiplayer was cool. I liked what they did with, the weapons.
I'm telling you, if I would have went to an event in World War II instead of Black Ops 4, dude, I probably would have gotten, a top 3 finish and came home with some money. You know what I mean? Because, dude, I was disgusting at that game.
You went to a Black Ops 4 event?
Yeah, I went to a Black Ops 4 event in New York in January.
Right. What's your favorite class, bro?
If I had to pick, my dream class, from just Black Ops 4.
Yeah.
All right, so if you would have asked me this whenever I went to the event, because in competitive COD, there's roles. There's a OBJ, a second, sub, which the OBJ runs the sub. So there's a second one of those. And there's a flex player that can use the subs, a mobile AR, and then, a stationary AR. That's what the flex does. And then there's a second AR, which is the help to the main AR, which is personally place responds. Make sure the team has the closest spawns to the hard point and everything. And whenever I went into the event, I was playing OBJ. So I was running a SOG with grip, quick draw, and stock. Then I had a at the time I was running double trophies. Then I had a flak jacket. And then I also had lightweight. And that was my class that I would run then. And I also messed with the sniper, the paladin. Oh, don't get me started on that. That's my baby. I love that thing. But if you ask me now, my favorite class, I play main AR right now, dude. So I just rock out with the ICR, dude. That gun's amazing. Throw a red dot on there. Throw on double grip. Throw on FMJ. Put on the cherry blossom camo. That goes hard. And then you change the reticle to pink, dude. Gun's beautiful. And then I throw on a flashbang, and then I run TAC mask, I run TAC mask or flak. I forget which one I run, to be honest. I just kind of click on whichever because, both are useful. It doesn't matter which one you have. Then I have dead silence on, and that's my class, dude.
So
I slay out.
Are those matches in core or hardcore?
They're core. That has, the visuals of core. You can see, your mini-map and everything. But you can TK. TK is a team kill. So you can still kill your teammates.
Oh, okay. Cool. I guess I prefer hardcore. It's just easier to kill people.
Yeah, see, basically what it is just regular COD with the only aspect from hardcore being team killing as a thing. In it. Everything else is just normal.
Word.
They do that so that, it just balances out, so that, you're more careful whenever
that way you're not blindly firing into people running in front of you. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that.
Teammates get really mad when you team kill them.
Yeah, yeah, understandably.
Especially when they're close to streaks. When they're close to streaks, so.
I cannot get over that. I play 10 minutes with this guy, and he kills me 3 times within 10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Done. It wasn't all you and your con, but yeah, it was really annoying.
See, I just feel like the people that whenever they first hear about esports, they just, like, think of it, oh, these are just nerds playing video games. Like, that's really not what it is. Like, literally, dude, if people look at me, they don't think I play, like, video games for, like money or anything like that, like, and have a legit passion for it. Like, but, like, I do. Like, anyone can. Like,
I mean, it's...
It's anyway.
If somebody offered you to play games for money, are you gonna say no?
Yeah, exactly.
What?
That's my goal one day is to be able to, like, either for if it's just streaming while I'm playing video games or actually being like a contracted competitive Call of Duty player. That it has like a salary and everything. Exactly, dude. Like, that's what I want to do for my career, like, post high school.
Yeah.
Well. Dude, you better hope there isn't no Ark Survival
competitive
team.
I'm pretty sure there isn't.
Well, there's teams confident in the game. There's tribes and stuff, and you can get on online search.
I just don't think that would be the case. Well,
I
think we'll stick
so
to so, like, the mainstream.
Anything stuff else we want to talk about?
We go through how an event works.
All right, so how an event works is for locals. All right, so, like, what it is there's two different types of events. There's amateur events, and then there's the, like, CWL events, which is the COD World League.
Yeah.
Which is, like, the whole, like, main thing for COD. And what it is if you want to attend anything that's affiliated with the CWL, you have to be 18 years or older. And if you want to compete in anything in the AM, like, you can just be any age, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, because it's just the AM, you know? And, like, the AM, there's, like, the top AMs and the low AMs. And I'm towards the bottom, but I'm working my way up. Because I just, like, before, I never really talked to people while I was playing. I only talked to a few people that, like, were my teammates and stuff. But, like, last year and this year especially, I've been talking to a lot of people, like, getting my name out there. People know me. We play, like, pickups, stuff like that, and, like, my name's getting up there more. It's pretty cool to see. Like, I like it.
Yeah.
And what it is so an AM event anyone can attend to, and each event has seating, like most, like, sport tournaments.
Yeah.
There's seating. And for AM, seating basically just goes off of who buys the team pass first. Like, if you buy the team pass first, you get first seed. Like, that's how it works for the AM events. It's really stupid, unless, like, there's, like, a structure, like, that person that's holding that event, like, has a league. And if you have, like points from their league, you get a better seed.
Yeah.
But, like, there's only one that does that. It's called AGN. And it's not too popular, but it's, like, their LAN. Like, their events aren't too popular, but, like, their actual, like, online league's really popular. And then for the, like, CWL tournaments, the seeding works as, so in the pro league, whoever has the highest placing in the pro league gets the second seed, I'm pretty sure. Unless, like, I'm pretty sure it goes whoever won the last event gets the first seed at the next, and then it goes whoever has, like, the best seed in the pro league, like, best seeding in the pro league goes to second. But if that team, like, the best team in the pro league won the last event, they get the first seed, and then this next team in the pro league gets the next one. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And it's pretty cool because the CWL events then also have an open bracket. And what the open bracket is, it gives a chance for the AMs that are 18 plus that want to make the transition to pro, have the chance to play through the open bracket, make it to pool play, which is where there is 5 teams in a pool, and the top 2 teams from each pool advance out of pool play to the winner's bracket, and the rest of the teams are in the loser's bracket. And at that point, you either win the series or you're done in the tournament.
Yeah.
And that's how it works. And then just, you know, works out until it gets to the finals. And then the team that's coming out of losers has to beat the team that came out of winners twice in grand finals to win the whole thing. And that's how it works in AMs too, with the how the bracket layout goes.
Yeah. That's cool.
So esports for ARK is only an idea right now. That'd be fun. I would enjoy that'd be that pretty personally.
Cool. That'd be cool to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
I would actually watch that.
Yeah, I would watch that too.
Just doing it then. Everything in ARK sounds like a lot of work. I'm not willing to do that. I'm sorry.
For events, for any sport, I encourage anyone to go out to, whether it's a local, which is an amateur event, or a pro event. Because either way, you're going to be an environment where, you're just going to see how much, passion and love that people actually have for that set game that they're playing at a tournament, you know?
Well, that's why live events, live competitions, anything like that, that's what I like about that shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's really
wow,
good.
Jack, come on.
I filtered that one part out.
Oh, what? Did you say something?
I did. We can just end it. Another clip out of our ending.
I think we've talked about a good amount for the first episode.
I would have to agree.
Well, we kind of pointed it out. We,
yeah, indeed we did. Either way, we got plus 15 minutes. We won't miss that 30 seconds.
Yeah, fact.
So we can end it now. It would be just a really funny ending.
Yeah, basically. All right. Well, this is Space Monkeys signing out. To all you listening, have a great day.